Okay, welcome. This is the 60-plus advisory committee for the city of Newport. It is Monday, June 27th at 2:30 p.m. Welcome, and Sonia, do you like to take roll?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's start with Bryn McCormick.
Yes.
Ann?
Here.
Don?
Here.
Patty?
Here.
Stu is absent today. Okay, so we do have a quorum, and we have filling in today for CM. We have Cynthia Jacoby, city councilor.
Here.
All right, thank you so much.
All righty. Whoops. Wrong thing. Okay.
I have such a tender immune system.
Let's go ahead and look at our minutes from the last meeting. We didn't have a meeting in May, so these would be the April 21st, 2022 minutes. After you've had a moment to review them, I would entertain a motion to accept them or accept them with any changes.
Page three. Oh, good. Thank you. Got it.
I was looking at approval of minutes March 28th, and that was the month ahead. Sorry.
I thought I turned it off. Sorry.
Hi, Mike.
It's supposed to be off. Oh, I hear you.
Modern times.
Off.
Oh, yeah. You push on it or you can just turn it on.
Okay, just push that.
Yeah.
Is off.
Okay, Mike Cavanaugh, Parks and Recreation Director, has joined us. Welcome. Okay, do I have a motion to accept or accept with changes? Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you. Okay, all approved, say aye.
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 Okay, there's no one to say no. All righty, there we go. We can move on then. Okay.
Strange.
Next item is the committee goal reports, and this is the last month, so now don't get confused with what I'm going to say here. This is the last month of the 21-22 goals, even though I think all of them we have rolled over, but if we hadn't, this would be the end of that work. And I do have copies of 22-23 to give to you in case you don't have those. All righty. So goal one is... I knew I had this in front of me for a reason. Okay, Bryn. Partnering with Samaritan Health Services and Department of Public Health to promote electronic health inquiry and provide information to patients about local evidence-based programs. This is a 2 to 5 year goal.
Thank you. And our first objective was to add one or more additional evidence-based programs to what's being offered. We began a Zoom Walk with Ease in 2021. We have a goal in 2020. Do you want to just hear about the 2021 at this
yes,
point?
Yes, okay. Please.
Identify other Parks and Rec departments. We are working with Corvallis Parks and Rec and the Senior and Disability Services of Lane County Council of Governments, also with Walk with Ease.
Okay, great. Any questions for Bryn? Okay, so remember our numbering is all a little wonky. So goal two is seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60 plus community. And this also is a 2 to 5 year goal. And Patty and I have been working on this. Patty did write a really nice article for the May newspaper here in town, Newport News Times. About some historical information about the Hispanic culture. It was a very good article. Thanks for doing that.
Working on another one for to come out before the powwow.
Okay.
Native American culture, not just local, but.
Okay, another thing, we're working on two other things, and one of those is something for the 60 plus Activity Center to do during the Pride Celebration Month in September. And I've made contacts with PFLAG, which is, I believe, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Haven't heard back from them, but Sonia gave me some information just a few minutes ago, so now I have a different contact. So we don't know what we're gonna do. What Patty and I discussed was something pretty simple, like having somebody come to the 60 plus and just do a presentation, tell us about what PFLAG is. And I specifically have asked for definitions because we hear all these terms, lesbian, gay, homosexual, trans, queer, I don't even know what all of them are, but we don't even know what those mean, or many people. I know I've talked to people and they look at me and say, what are you talking about? And it's like, okay, I gotta really back up here. So that's one of the things that I've asked for. And I'm still working on that, so I haven't heard back. The other thing Patty and I have been doing is trying to work with Grace Winds Haven to do a sock and hygiene drive. We didn't collect as much information from the churches. I'm not sure why it's so difficult for people to return a phone call and answer some simple questions, but I'm fine. That seems to really challenge a lot of people. So we decided between us we're just going to skip doing that. We got a little bit of information. It really wasn't a lot of helpful information. So we're just going to go right to Safe Haven or Grace. I haven't called them Safe Haven. Grace Winds Haven and see what we can do. So that's what we've been doing. Patty, do you have anything to add?
Nope. I agree with that. And then I already said that I'm going to go to Central Bay Ayuda and clarify some things.
Okay.
And I do not know yet when I will start the citizenship classes.
Okay. All righty. Great. Any questions?
I was just wondering, Anne, did you want to hear about in goal one what the plans are, what I'm working on now at this time, or is that for later?
No, you could do that now. Okay. Actually, why don't you wait and do it because it's July in 3-4 days, which is creepy. Okay. Goal three, 60 plus center will continue to meet the needs of the growing aging population. And one of the ways Stu and I were working on this, and this was tabled. We just felt like we weren't getting any interest from community members at this time and or 60 plus center members. So we've just tabled that. We're gonna wait until we're back on our feet to full bore again. Having the COVID pandemic just really kind of threw a lot of wrenches in a lot of places. So we're just gonna hold off on that. It's just tabled, it's not thrown away. Any questions about that? Okay, goal number four. Create a 60 plus volunteer driving program. This is an ongoing goal.
Yes, that would be part of the grant that we're writing for a wheelchair accessible van. So rather than our initial plan to look at a volunteer transportation program where volunteers were using their own vehicles, we're looking into coordinating volunteers with this, with the van once we receive a grant for it, and creating a policy manual for that grant. However, OCF did not accept our van proposal. We're still under review by Spirit Mountain Community Fund. So that's where that stands.
Can you remind me what OCF is?
Oregon Community Foundation.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Okay, so Spirit Mountain, they're still thinking about it. Keep thinking, keep thinking. Okay, any questions for Brent? We're just cruising right along. Okay, goal number five, form a work group to focus on 60 plus activity center policies and procedures, and this is ongoing. Stu and I are working on this, and we actually have accomplished a lot. It just doesn't seem like it, but I feel like we've accomplished a lot. So we've gone through a lot of the procedures that we've had in the past, and one of the things we're finding is that they're hidden all over the Newport City website. Nothing was really kind of put in one place. And then by luck, Sonia found one folder, and that's the folder we're going to work from. We're just not going to look at the other ones because there's just too many multiples. It's just complete craziness. And so I think we have about 20 policies that are retyped and approved by Sonia. So we're getting there. It's a slow process. Stu was so hopeful that we'd have this all done by June. And a couple months ago, I said, Stu, what have you been drinking, hun? This isn't even a possibility. And so I got him to consciously help me move the deadline to the end of the year. And I think that's possible. But what we have to keep in mind, we're volunteers, and there's a lot of expectation on the people who work at 60 Plus Activity Center. They're doing their job. So when I go in and ask them to do all this other stuff, they're doing really the best they can. I don't have any complaints with that. So, but it just means things don't always move as fast as Anne would like. And that's okay. The world doesn't rotate by Anne's command. So, but we're moving along, and it feels really good. The other thing we decided, we're breaking out policies, we're breaking out procedures, and then there's a section in the notebook that has, what are they, Sonia?
City
of Newport.
Ordinances.
So I went through the website, the City of Newport website, through all the ordinances, and any of them that could apply in any strange way at all to the 60 Plus Activity Center have been printed off in there in the notebook too. That was very interesting to go through those and read those. If you want to know anything historical about attitudes and opinions, go through the ordinances, especially the ordinances from when they first started writing ordinances. I was shocked and even a little flabbergasted at a couple of them. Thankfully, we've matured and grown as a society because some of those are no longer valid. But I think I did a good job on that. But one of the things that I caught myself missing was that when they go through and they amend them and then amend them again, so I'd have to go back and make sure I had the original one, because if you don't have the original one, the amendment doesn't make any sense. So I think I got all of those in there. So one part of the notebook is done. So I think that's fantastic. So we're moving right along. Any questions on that?
That's a big job. I congratulate you.
I was going to say, good job going through the ordinance.
Yeah. Well, it was very, very, very interesting. It was.
That's right up there with reading the budget.
Yes. There's like 500 and some or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, very, you know, don't think I read every line. I read the title. And then I went, nope, doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. Okay, great. So that would be the end of our work on the goals for 21-22. So as you can see, there's still a lot of work. Whoop.
I do have one question. I was to go back to Bryn for a minute. What was the size of your grant on the driving program? What did you apply for?
I have that information right here, and I'll have it for you in a minute. I just want to make a look at the second app. I think it was around 50,000 from them, which is their max.
And I am one short on the 22-23 goals, but you will see that goal one is the same. So we're going to continue our work through Samaritan, partnering with Samaritan. Goal two is the same, continuing to work to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion. Three is the same, policies and procedure. Four is an addition. This was a new one. Encourage all members of the 60-plus advisory committee to become members of the association, and that is ongoing. So on a quarterly basis, that would be something I would do. And when we came up with this goal, there was a lot of discussion. It was like, well, are you going to police them, or, you know, what are you going to do? And it's like, nope, none of that. Just going to simply remind you, if you're not a member of the 60-plus advisor, 60-plus association, please join. And it's pretty reasonable, I think. And if you're in a position where you don't have the funds, the friends may be able to help you out with that. So you just need to see Sonia. There's a lot of benefits and advantages to being a member, I personally think. Okay, so that's your, that was supposed to be a July. So that was your June-July reminder. And then number five, improve community engagement of users of the facility. So this is a new goal. Develop and execute innovative strategies to bring new and former community members and volunteers to the 60-plus advisory center. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the beginning, and this is your chance. If you've been working on a goal and you're thinking, I'm just really sick and tired of this goal, I don't want to do this anymore, this is your chance to change working on goals.
Patty and I are lost.
Yeah, I've got it, but I don't know where. What you were just talking about.
Did you pass one on? Pass
them yes.
On? Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, are you looking at the
new one, 22-23.
I gave you the whole package. Excuse me, I didn't know that.
No.
I have some information to add to goal one for 22-23.
I have one in my packet.
I know when you handed them to me, I was like, why am I getting two copies?
Didn't know where it was.
Bryn, are you wanting to continue with this one? Okay.
Yes, for the 22-23 goal number one, adding one or more evidence-based programs. We're working right now on a hybrid walk with ease, and I'm continuing training on Fit and Strong, which is the other evidence-based program that we're hoping to offer, and create presentation to be provided to other parks and recreation departments. I will be speaking with Samaritan and Corvallis Parks and Rec at the Oregon Parks and Recreation Association annual conference in November.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, please.
Just new here. Are we talking about programs that we have set up at the recreation center? Mm-hmm. People come in and provide information. I mean, evidence-based programs. What are you talking about?
Evidence-based programs are programs that the Centers for Disease Control have identified as having proven to improve certain elements.
Something that works.
Yeah, but we're talking specifically about movement programs. So evidence-based programs, I think, would be Fit and Strong, Walk with Ease. An evidence-based program also is the Preventing Type 2 Diabetes program.
Okay, and those programs are available for our members to come into these seminars that they have on them and stuff?
The Fit and Strong is a 3-day-a-week, hour and a half a day for 6 weeks program. Yeah. And Walk with Ease is a 12-session program that takes place over 6 weeks.
Do we get pretty good attendance at these?
It really depends on the time of year, the kind of support we're getting from our partners, primarily Samaritan Health Services. We now have two additional partners, which are Comanchin and
the new name for the Oregon.
Yeah, thank you. Unite Us.
Okay.
What was the first one?
It's called Comagine. Compass is their data Comagine. Entry service.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Have you thought of the Living Well with Chronic Conditions program? I know Samaritan's involved with it. They kind of are the only ones doing it now here in Lincoln County.
We have not researched it. It definitely is something that we'd like to talk to Samaritan about.
Well, it's an evidence-based program, too. And years ago, God, I can say that now. Years ago, I did a couple of the classes at 60 Plus Center. Yeah, it's great.
What's that one called?
Living Well with Chronic Conditions. It's through Stanford University.
I've heard of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We used to, well, when I was at the county, I was kind of the person in the county who did it all, and I was a trainer and a leader and all that stuff. I'm not anymore. I let that go. I had to walk away from that one. But it's a terrific program. Okay. Anyone else want to join Bryn on working on this goal? And I will double check with Stu between now and. Okay. All righty.
I'm working with Sonia on a grant application for the hybrid Walk with Ease program. So she and I are working on it, and I'm working with somebody from the Friends of 60 Plus Activity Center, and that is going to be sponsored through Friends rather than through the City of Newport.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thank you. Appreciate all that work. Okay, goal two, seeking out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60-plus community. Patty and I currently are working on this goal. Does anyone want to join us? Patty, do you want to continue working on it?
I don't really need for that particular thing because I'm doing a lot of research and then I'll write it. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm wanting to know if you want to continue working on that goal with me.
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Sorry, I didn't hear it all.
No, that's okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, we've been doing great. Okay. Three, form a work group to focus on activity center policies and procedures. And I can't imagine anybody wanting to help with that. But if you would like to, right now there's not much happening. It's just in a place where there's not much happening because we're waiting and looking forward to getting more documents. Okay. And I'm sure Stu will continue that. Don, are you interested in working on that?
Yeah, in a way, actually, I am. But right at this particular moment, Sonia's got me pretty loaded, too, for what we're doing here. I've got a presentation to give you what we've been accomplishing.
Okay.
And where we go. But very possibly in a real close future, I wouldn't mind being involved in that.
So I'm going to add you to the list, and I'll just keep you updated.
Okay.
How's that? So, hey. Patty.
Because my personal opinion is that, even my professional opinion, is that we need a procedures manual very badly.
We do.
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
I would be happy to help on with the procedures and that sort of thing and researching that. I've done similar things in the past.
Well, let me explain to you what's going on then.
Okay.
So we're currently looking through the procedures that are already on the computer. We're having them printed off because there weren't copies anywhere else that we could find, hard copies. And then the office staff are reading through them because a lot of them have to do with what their jobs entail. So they're reading through them to make sure they're accurate. And then after they do that, and just let me tell you, Judy loves to make lots of notes on things for me. So there's lots of changes. And then Sonia takes a look at them. I think that's right. And then they come to me, and then I retype them in the same format, and then I give them back, and Sonia says, yes, this is okay, or no, this is not okay. So there's not really a lot of research.
I didn't know if you were talking about comparisons.
No. We're just trying to get everything all together. No, the office staff are doing that.
Okay.
For us. Okay. Thank you for offering. Okay. Four, encourage all members to become members of the association. That's pretty easy to do. Anybody want to join me in reminding people? and encouraging people. Oh, come on now, it's not that hard. Okay, and then 5, improve community engagement to users of the facility. So we don't have anybody currently working on this. Don, this is kind of like what I hear you doing with Sonia.
Okay.
Is this what you're doing?
4 and 5, both. Would you like me to go into it at this stage? I mean, I don't know what your procedure is here. You get to the area where I would be interested in, mm-hmm. and then I update you on what we're doing and what
we're doing. Yeah, why don't you tell us what you've been up to?
Okay, well, first, I do want to apologize to this board for missing the meeting last time.
No problem.
It was my own fault. I screwed up. I had it down on Tuesday. And I was ready to go and everything the next day, but I do apologize for that.
Well, that's what happens when we had to change the day.
But we got it on Monday. My calendar
we're back together.
Is marked, so. Okay, I'm going to start out with a negative here a little bit. In our meeting with Coffee with Sonia, which is developing to a very, very important function as far as the activities and such as that we're doing. We're learning a lot of good information with people speaking up in there. Now, let me give you just an experience of myself. Just prior to that meeting, I walked in and I went up to the large dining room area, and there were people sitting there. And I was looking for Sonia. And I was standing there, and there was people all around, and nobody said a word, nobody smiled at me, nobody said hi, or nobody said, can I help you, or anything. I finally said something to encourage you, how are you this morning, that. And that's happened to me 3 times since I've been associated with. You know, not that I want people to jump up and open their arms, but imagine somebody brand new coming in. Lo and behold, after Coffee with Sonia, less than an hour later, we had a prospective new member sitting there and said exactly the same thing. She said, I don't like coming in here. Nobody says hello. Nobody's friendly. Nobody welcomes me, or nobody asks, can I help you? There's this brand new person sitting there and experienced that. That's the second person that has specifically said that in our Coffee with Sonia meetings. That should shake us up a little bit to think of that circumstance. The day that I came down here, I was looking to either get involved with Newport or Lincoln City's retirement area. And I got not a cold shoulder, don't misunderstand me, nobody was rude to me. But nobody bothered to say, I'm looking around, you know, where do I go, what do I do? Who do I talk to? Not a word from anybody or anything. I just finally walked in the office and said, where do I see somebody about getting information here? Oh, are you interested? Do you want me to show you around the building? I mean, that's the response I got. Not snarly or anything, so don't misunderstand me. But I came close to leaving. Very honestly, I told Sonia that right at the time it developed. So in our discussion, Sonia and I, one of the things that we wanted to achieve, and it turns out that we can incorporate it with this board, is try to create a more friendly, warm atmosphere. What is it that somebody usually, they're retired, they come in, really kind of, what are they looking for? You know, they want some type, basically, mostly a social function of some type on the thing. Okay, so what we have been doing is making a lot of changes in that direction. And these are the things that I said when you guys interviewed me too, that we was going. Okay, remember the old green one that we had? It's just the old ugly green one. When I looked at that thing, I said, God, it'll take me a week to get through it. Okay, we've had comments on it, how much nicer this is, how much warmer it is, and things of that nature about it. People like it a little bit better by far. These aren't things that we're saying. They've said them to Sonia, to me, to Judy, and everything. Okay, so that's one step that we've moved in that direction. And we're making more steps into it, especially when we get into the TRIPS part. There's not too terrible much you can do to that one, okay? Sonia and I got into it a little bit about emailing to start with. I said, you know, you email out this long, dry deal once a month. And I said, personally, I don't think that's all that good to do that. So I think we should work in a different direction on that area. Jazz it up, do it on a weekly basis, shorten it up for one thing, and make it, you know, kind of exciting about it a little bit. Now, what comments have you had, Sonia, about since we've been doing that?
I have had a lot of people come up to me and tell me how much they're really enjoying the emails, that they it makes them that they feel it's very warm and welcoming, and they love getting it. They're actually, you know, I had definitely pushed back on doing a weekly email. I thought that was too much, but people are telling me no, they like getting it. So far, so good.
And we've had that same comment in Coffee with Sonia too, very frankly. So we're really on the right track there, but. And combined with that, what we're trying to do, okay, is we've come up with this, I don't know where we got it, this letterhead in it. So when our weekly thing goes out, when we're doing stuff here, what do we have here? On this poster, our logo or whatever we want to call it, so that it's creating it, and we're doing some main things with that. When you look at this one, which I'm going to pass a couple of these around, we have the same thing. And what do we have? This is all stuff we've developed just in this last 45, 50 days. What do we have with it that was never there before? Welcome to your Newport 60-plus activity center, your home away from home. And we have had strong reaction to that, okay? And we're going to start including that in all of it. We had in our letter goes out, your home away from home. I don't have extra copies of these. Next time I will bring copies. And you'll also notice we've got some things in red, some things underlined, you know, highlighting it. We say, wow, what an exciting meeting we had at last coffee and conversation with Sonia. We got the wow there and things of this nature that we're doing. And I'm about to ask an opinion from the board on something additional. Since this is working for us in here, I'm having a little difficulty getting the lady that does these for us to do that. She did this one and she failed to put underneath it, okay, your home away from home. This is what we wanted to start that as part of our slogan. And everything we're trying to do where it's proper, we're including that, aren't we? Just completely. Well, what I would like an opinion from you of making one step further. Sonia and I have discussed this deeply about how she wants to remodel the entranceway, to get a desk out there, to get a welcome situation, and to build on this, that it's a friendly place, and we want people to be friendly. So what I want from you folks is when you look at this one, and I underlined it in red, if you look at that and pass it on there, and look there. By the way, Sonia, I stole that off your desk this morning. So if you say what happened to him, what I'd like to say is where it says then you're 60, plus activity center, your friendly home away from home. How would that sound? Your friendly home away from home. Any comments, please, on that?
Well, one comment I have, I like your home away from home, and one comment I have is that if you were to do that, you would have to set your type much smaller to have it fit on one line.
Yeah, we
and,
would.
I think that it has more impact on
the larger font.
The larger font,
yeah.
The larger is better than putting the word friendly and going to smaller.
I do agree with that.
And I also like to come away from home.
I do too.
Because I want to start working this in there someplace on that friendly. I think we really need to do that. I really, when we get outsiders saying that to us in the Coffee with Sonia meeting, when we figuratively get that happening, okay, then I think it's something we should consider as a potential problem. So I see a lot of heads being shaken. So evidently, maybe you've run into the same circumstance. I don't know, but if you have, please, when you walk into a place or something, say good morning to people. How are you doing? Having a good day? Geez, isn't it beautiful today? You know, just we really need to track in that direction. We because one of your things that you covered even this morning is increased participation. Hmm. We'd like to get new people in and more people in activity.
Don, I would like to add. The whole issue of having a desk out there, that is not a new thought or new issue. I'm going to say that's probably been, I don't know how long I've been on the board now, but or on the committee, but we've probably been trying to work on that for 7 or 8 years now. And there's just a lot. You got to remember this is city government.
I remember your...
And this isn't even slow molasses. We haven't even got the jar of molasses out yet. So we have to have an architecture, then we have to have the funding, we have to have, not commissioners, counselors approve it. There are so many steps. So this isn't a new idea. But thank you for bringing it up again. And it is disturbing to me to hear that people come in and said, nobody came to talk to me. When I go into a place, I just look around and I'm the kind of person that I just charge right in and make myself known. So to me, going into the office isn't a big deal, but not everybody will do that. I hear that.
Absolutely.
A lot of people would just look around, walk around and go, well, this is the deadest place I've ever seen, and hit the other door so they didn't have to come back. So I appreciate all the work that you've done and I see it's going forward.
That most people are a little bit shy, and they just, they're not like you or myself, perhaps, that would do that.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, I think that all of us spend a lot of time at the Activity Center, and we as advisory committee members and as individuals can certainly take it upon ourselves to do that when we're there.
Absolutely.
That was my point I wanted to make.
And I do that. When I go in, I always poke my... If it's before or after I go in the office, I poke my head in and say hello to people. Or if I'm in their meeting, then I'll chat with the people that are in there.
You know, it's not that the people aren't nice when you start talking to them, because they are.
Right.
It's the initial, remember, what's the old saying? You only get once to make a first impression.
Right.
And that's so, okay, you started to say something, excuse me.
Patty wanted to say something.
I was going to address the desk bit. I don't think that that's necessary, and there are complications in doing it, but because when you come in that door, that door into the rec room, whatever you want to call it, is right there. If you could do something to direct someone to the office or to the welcoming committee, I see no reason personally for a desk or somebody sitting out there. It's nice to see activity, and so if you can direct them into that area, and you mentioned about someone to greet, and I assume you're working on trying to get a volunteer, scheduled so that there's always someone to welcome.
That was one of our directions we wanted to go.
That's a great idea.
But remember, I walked in there, and I'd never been in there before, and there I am standing in this empty space.
I have too. I think you could do something that expresses welcome when you walk in the door without having to have somebody sit there. And you can direct them also to the office, and you can do something that's very pleasant. And I agree with you that there needs to be a volunteer that is a hostess or host, man or woman, on a regular schedule, volunteering, so that if anybody walks in that door, they greet them. Because I know I've walked in many times initially, and I was never greeted, and I say, where do you go? You know, but.
One thing I have noticed, and I'm assuming those computers are put outside the office for a reason, because community can come in and use them. I get that. I will say there have been a number of times I've walked in the door, and please don't take this as a terrible criticism, but there will be a homeless individual sitting there, and they've got their bags all over the place. They're not real clean. They're not real fresh smelling. And I walk back that to the office, and I think, I know these are probably here for a reason, but I sure wish they didn't have to be. So I don't know what to do with that. I just wanted to say it.
Okay. So sorry, I've been biting my tongue for a while here. So yes, everything that you said, although Dawn, I thought that I had come up to you while you were standing in the doorway and talked to you, but maybe it was after you'd already come in. But that's okay. I do acknowledge everything that's been said, and I didn't realize that this has been a point of topic for 7 or 8 years, but it's definitely something Mike and I have talked a lot about. Dawn, you and I, of course, have talked a lot about it. And one of my things is looking at those computers, because I do think that that might be a great place to have somebody. And Patty, as far as, you know, having the desk out in front, that's just to have that person that you were talking about, having a hostess or, you know, somebody who can greet people when they come in the door. Right now, you have to go through a doorway, and you have to figure out where to go. Reading a sign, I just don't feel like is enough. So those are things that I am thinking about. I also wanted to make sure that I toss out there that customer service is a huge, huge passion of mine, customer experience. When I got my MBA, I actually specialized in service marketing, and that focused on the customer experience. So one of the things that we have scheduled for August 1st is customer service training for the staff and volunteers of the 60-plus activity center. And this is will be geared for the 60-plus staff and volunteers.
Okay, I had one last thing, and then I'll get out of your hair here, that we've been working on was this new flyer. I'll call it a flyer, the brochure. Mm-hmm. That is there anybody in here that worked on this one originally? Okay.
Yeah, I put it together with another member at that time of our advisory. She did the photography, and I did the layout and the text, and then we had somebody who set it up for a printer.
You did very good. I mentioned it to Sonia 2 or 3 times. The layout of the pictures and everything is excellent in here. That's a very good job as far as the brochure is concerned. However, I don't know if you're the one that did the text or not. Did you do the text in here? All the wording and such?
I'd have to look at the specific place. What?
One thing that struck me.
Yeah, page one, I did.
I got to be a little careful. One thing that struck me with this, I'm 90 years old, and I don't even think of myself as old particularly, okay? I sit here at this board and look at the activity of all you folks that are here and involved and everything. You're far from what this cover indicates. The sun is setting.
Oh.
It's going down. We're
it's actually
it's
a sunrise.
The bridge.
It's actually a sunrise.
Not with the bridge that way. It's not. And when I read through here and really looked at it, we talk about a lot of things in here that the note I made. It's like everybody is kind of on their hind legs. We want a brochure that is, hey, you might be 75, but by golly, you're just active and you want to do the trips and you want to do the hikes and you want to be involved. We don't want it to be talking about Silver Sneakers Room, Silver Sneakers Cardio Fit,
square dance, line dance, crazy dance party. And I saw stuff we do, better bones and balance, gentle yoga. Well, gentle yoga speaks that, well, you're not very active, so we've got to do this. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have that, but should we be highlighting those things? That was my question on it.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
Well, go right ahead. That's
fine. And the reason I'm going to disagree with you is that I want people to know, now you don't know what's wrong with me health-wise, but I have 4 chronic conditions.
Oh, so that,
okay,
right,
so yeah. I would want to know that some of these are there. To me, that would be really important, to know that I don't have to come in and have on a cute little sexy jazzercise outfit and be perfect and keep up with everybody. I don't feel that way at all. When I have seen the people in the classes, and I poked my head in, this was before when I was at the county because I was doing different stuff, but it was wonderful to see everybody having fun, but you wouldn't know they were all dancing to the same routine. Mm-hmm. That was for darn sure. And I think that's one of the key things about our 60-plus activity is that regardless of what you can or can't do physically, come on in and give it a try. We just want you to join us. We don't care if you can't stand up and march in place, or if I twirl in circles, I'm going to land on the floor, and we don't want that.
You didn't let me finish on it because I totally agree with what you're saying. I'm not trying to say we don't include that stuff. What I'm trying to say is that let's make it a little bit more. The description just used, everybody was dancing there and happy. Mm-hmm. Let's use happy. Let's use some of that stuff in it to do it. We have a strong thing. We encourage older adults to participate in physical activities that will help them maintain a greater health control. Okay, See, that's a good saying. I checked that one because that's a good saying.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Don. As you know, we've actually been working on revising that. So that is pretty much a defunct brochure at this time.
Right.
Bryn has seen the new copy, and she's made a lot of suggestions. You've seen the newer copy, made a lot of suggestions. We're changing, we're putting up all new pictures, changing the colors so people, when they see it, that they'll know it's the newer one. And actually, it's even going to be a slightly different size because mm-hmm. of the printer that I could get it done quickly with. So those are great suggestions. And what he's talking about is really getting that more positive, welcoming verbiage and making sure that we're focusing on that. And I think that we've done that. So that's something that we can look forward to, and I appreciate your input on that because you've been a great help on that.
Well, that's because that's why I want to bring what we're doing.
Can I see a copy of that, please?
Certainly.
Yes, you bet.
And I want to follow behind what Sonia was saying. Sonia, or maybe it was I, that shared the business plan file with you guys in a recent email. Mm-hmm. And in that business plan, obviously, it covers 60 plus center, and what they did was one part of it was a marketing analysis, and they evaluated our activity guides, they evaluated some of our brochures and flyers, the consultants did, and they identify in the plan, and when you guys read through it and get to that, I believe it's in the marketing analysis, it's a mm-hmm. very long document, I think it's like 80 pages, but
yeah,
my memory serves me right, and they mention how, and it's not just 60 plus, this is 60 plus, this is the pool, this is the rec center. We need to clean up and we need to get better at how we are putting together our flyers, our information documents, simplify our descriptions, not have, you know, hey, this is walk with ease, and then you have 2 paragraphs or 3 paragraphs mm-hmm. of information. It should be just like 2-3 sentences, like you guys were saying, happy, lively, descriptive things to make it seem like, oh man, this is the group I want to be a part of. Instead of losing the patron in all the verbiage, you know, and just killing them with details. You don't want to kill them with details. You want them to, well, what are the details on that class? I'm going to go check that out, that information out. And so that's where we need to improve from a marketing standpoint as a whole department. So I just wanted to add that. So that's part of something that was identified in the master plan. So I think all you guys are already kind of hitting in line with what, not the master plan, the business plan. So you guys are all kind of starting to get lined up with the direction we need to go as a whole department.
You know, I've got 40 years experience in doing these type of things, and I appreciate you saying that very much. The last thing I'm say again, I said that twice now, is please, every time you can, anytime you're speaking with anybody, encourage them to come to this coffee with Sonia. We are getting input into that is really excellent. And Sonia will verify from the beginning, I really pushed on that hard, and it's working. We'd like people to come in and their chance to have their say and to talk to us about things that are bothering them or they'd like to see, and et cetera. That's how we'll learn. Thank you again for giving me the time to go over this. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Don. Patty?
I want to throw something out. I really like beautiful things, and that is beautiful, but I also am very thrifty. And to me, you could have something as beautiful without spending as much money on the ink. That's the first thing that hit me. You know, well, that's expensive. But you can still have, and I agree with, you know, what you're doing and everything you've said. That was just what hit me, is I'm not sure, you know, that's going to be a big cost factor, because the more you hand out, that I think you could still do the same basic thing and change the arrangement of the colors and not have so much ink that's wasted. I'm just throwing that out.
The new brochure does not have the, it's actually, I think I planned it on a clear, like a white or off-white background, and it's got pictures and stuff. We might have something on the back like that one does, but I'm not totally clear. So we're not going with the dark brown. I'm also going on a matte finish as opposed to the glossy, because you have to use a Sharpie to write on that, and I want people to be able to take notes when they come in and talk to us.
You can still have inserts of color to track. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cynthia.
That's my opinion.
Yep. Thanks. I wanted to echo most of what Patty was saying, in that I've worked on a couple of brochures, and we've asked ourselves, why would someone want to keep this rather than throw it in the trash? You know, you look at it, it's nice, it's pretty, but what am I going to keep about this that'll make it worthwhile handing out? So I know you have information on the contact numbers, etc. That's good, but I just put that out there for thought. What would make me keep this in my file where I keep stuff?
That is a great question.
What I do is I tear something off and throw the rest in the trash.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends on what it is, but I'm saying this is beautiful, but I still think that it's excessive waste of money to do so much color.
But you got to be careful. If you get too thrifty and it doesn't work,
I didn't say.
You've got to make sure it works. The question that she just said, do I want to keep this? You know that. I'm not saying you should be. What's the old saying? Pound foolish and penny, or whatever it is. We don't want to be foolish on it, and Sonia is not doing that this time. But
I agree that it should be pretty enough that they'd want to keep it, but I think economy too.
I just want to say in my defense, I will pull the invoice, but we happened to get an incredible price on that, and the four color bleed and the weight of the paper, we did really well. So it was not a particularly expensive item.
Okay.
Well, I will say honestly, I kept the brochure.
Well, something made you keep it. Good. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. All righty. So we're done with that. Let's move on to the 4D.
I just wanted to add, this was done in. This was done in May of 2018. We published 5,000 copies, and it cost $718.04.
Cheap. Really inexpensive. All righty, thank you. And I remember when that came out, I know I took bundles, felt like bundles, but I drove all over the south part of the county and parts of Newport and delivered them. a handful of them to different motels and the 60 plus or the senior center in Walport and to a couple of churches and visitor centers and places like that. So I think that the more we get the word out, the better. Okay, report on advisory committee member FAQs, frequently asked questions. That's really a Stu issue. I have not talked to Stu for a while, and I'm a little concerned because usually he really likes to send me emails. So I'm going to check in and see what's going on with that. This has to do with the information we're putting on the City of Newport website under the 60 plus center page. That's what that has to do with, in case you forgot.
And I can just tell you that you know, he had put together that list of the prioritizations yes. a few months ago, mm-hmm. and I had sent that over to Richard to do asked our IT department to complete the parts that I was not able to do. The items I was able to do, those were done right away, but everything else is in a hold right now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 4C, the accreditation update. Yay! Oh, sorry. We made it.
Yeah, well, I will take that. We are officially accredited through the NISC, which is the National Institute of Senior Centers. I was able to accept the accreditation award at the NCOA virtual conference just a couple of weeks ago, and we are planning right now our accreditation acceptance party. So that's going to be on Tuesday, July 26th from 1 to 4 p.m. We're holding the accreditation party. We'll be in the parking lot of the 60-plus center. That's my plan. I have to figure out what we're going to do for parking if we do that. But but that's the plan, and we are actually doing that in conjunction with the association's Hot Diggity Dog Days day. I mean, so they will be providing the food and drink, and we also have a financial sponsorship from the Friends of the 60 Plus Activity Center. As on top of doing the Hot Diggity Dog Day, the association is also donating funds, and the city will also be helping us out financially just through the 60 plus center to sponsor that great party. So that's an open to everybody, and I'm hoping to make it a great event. We're also inviting as many dignitaries, congressmen and counselors, and anybody else who would like to attend.
Thank you. This is such a big thing. I am ecstatic. I can hardly wait. I don't like crowds. I actually shy. This is a crowd to me, so kind of on the edge of how long I can stand to be with people. Don't take that personal. So thinking I'm going to be there for 3 hours is making me cringe, but I am going to this party, and we're going to have a good time. So, okay. Thanks, Sonia. Supervisor's report.
Well, the report attached, I believe I attached both the April and the May to the agenda packet, kind of an overview of things that have happened since those reports. I did, blank. I know I was really busy. I've been really busy.
I can vouch for that.
Okay, thank you. So yeah, I don't have a whole lot more to add. I was actually out of the office for a couple of weeks for a personal vacation, and then also for a Rotary International Conference that I attended.
Any
That's
questions it. For Sonia? Okay, terrific. Here.
Oh. I got one question. When is the Coffee with Sonia program again?
The Coffee and Conversation with Sonia is the second Monday of every month at 10 a.m. And that's right in our lounge. Again, that is open to everybody. It's also sponsored by Ocean View Senior Living, so that means that they provide the sweet treats for us. But it is a great chance for everybody to come by and share their opinions.
Thank you. Department report and division report. I assume those are you, Mike?
Those are just my reports.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Sorry, thanks.
Catch me off guard.
Untangle me. That's my goal for those meetings you missed. Okay. Sonia, know anything about any public comments to bring forth?
I have not received any comments to bring forth. However, since we have not had a, since I've not been in an advisory committee meeting, since Patty's, the letter that Patty had written was published in the News Times, I have gotten some really good feedback, Patty, on that letter, just how well written it was and just impactful. So I do hope that you are going to continue those. I think that that was wonderful. And then like Dawn had me mention already about my emails that I have gotten comments on that. I have had people come to me with suggestions about trips and activities that they would like to see, but nobody has asked anything to be brought here.
Terrific. Thank you. All righty. Well, that was a good meeting. We haven't had an hour-long meeting in a while. Oh, I'm sorry, Bryn. You can.
This is actually a comment on Mike's behalf. On June 22nd, he had sent us a reminder that the City Council work session had taken place and that they are looking, the company that was hired is looking for comments before they put together the final draft of that to present again to the City Council. We've all been provided by Mike that document, and we as an advisory committee each have a commitment to review that and to provide comments back to Mike. And his deadline is July 10th. We don't have to wait until his deadline to do that. But I think that as his as the advisory committee, that is really a priority for us and an obligation.
And I'd agree, and I think I, when Mike sent that out, I think I forwarded and made a comment very similar to that. I know it's 80 pages long. I know it's probably gonna put you to sleep. Take it in the bathroom, take it outside in the sun. But part of our job here, I know we're volunteers, but we do have these tasks to do. And this is speaking for the 60 plus advisory committee. So speak now or forever hold your peace. But no, speak up.
You know, and I want to piggyback. That's what I was gonna make a comment. So thank you for bringing that up, Bryn. The last time our department, the rec side, the three rec facilities had a business plan or a strategic plan. Well, you guys, the 60 plus centers had a strategic plan.
We did ours.
But we haven't had a real deep look at this since 2009. So it's been a long time, very long time since we've had a plan in place. And yes, it's 80 pages or 85 pages. I know when I read it, I was 110% into it because it's just like, yes, that is something we're not doing right. Yes, that is something. So as you read it, you're going to see, you're going to have these eye-opening experiences where you're going to say, oh, my gosh, yes, this is where we need room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And so as you guys know, the 60-plus center and the rec center and the pool, you know, really keep those minds of how daily operations work from marketing, from, the, you know, maybe the financial stuff. You guys won't be as familiar. Some of you might be. But just think of how each facility runs and operates and how our staff interacts, how our forms, how our guides work, how everything works, website, all of it. And then as you read that document, you're going to just you're going to have things just sparking off saying, oh, yes, that's a good thought. Oh, what about this? Let's expand on that. So make notes, send them in, and, you know, definitely don't wait till July 10th. And then Sonia will put everything together, and we'll get it all over to the consultant. But it's going to be a great document. You guys will already see it or have seen it. So
you want us, the advisory committee members, to send our thoughts to Sonia?
Yeah, so, okay. You know, multiple groups are looking at this, council, you guys, the Parks and Rec committee, staff. So we have lots of groups looking at all of it. And basically, you guys are going to, everything's going to be compiled with Sonia. She'll send it to me, council. Okay. I've got to compile everything from council, Parks and Rec committee, same thing. And then we're going to combine everything, those, all into one massive document and send them out.
Is this what you're talking about?
No.
I went through all of that.
It should have been, I don't have a copy with me, but.
Yeah, you sent it out June 22nd?
Mm-hmm. It was online.
It is online, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's well, that's where I got it.
Yeah, it should be in the email, the PDF.
It was a long, long one.
Yep,
yeah.
With and some blue.
And I was very impressed with it.
Lots of colors on it. Mm-hmm. And charts and graphs, yep, that's it.
Yes,
so
I did go.
If you have notes, even if it's just simple grammatical, like this doesn't need to be, you know, capitalized, that's perfect. That's exactly every little bit of content. Just don't worry too much about formatting. That's a
not
formatting.
Our worry.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Just look at the content, though.
They did have a public meeting, and I went to that, and I'm not going to say another thing about that.
It was an interesting public meeting.
I just am so disappointed in adults sometimes. That's all I need to say.
We got good information from it, though.
And the presentation was amazing. If some of the people there would have just let the guy give it. I was fascinated in everything. It's like, wow, really? Oh, man, 60-plus centers doing good there. And, oh, yeah, like Mike said, you know, we really could have done that better, or we really need to look at this. It was amazing, but... Yeah, finally, I said after an hour and 25 minutes, I'm going back home because I've had enough of people. Okay. All righty. Time to establish our next agenda and meeting date. Our next meeting is on July 25th, 2:30 here. I am on jury duty in July. I don't know why, but this is my third time in jury duty in Lincoln County. I've never was on jury duty anywhere else I've lived, and it's always in July, but that's perfectly fine. So, Bryn, this is a heads up. You may be chairing the meeting. I don't know if you know how jury duty works, but it's a Monday, so I would be calling Sunday night, and I would know whether or not I would be at the meeting. So at that point in time, I will let at least Bryn and Sonia and probably I've started attaching a note to Mike every time I send anything to Sonia, just to keep all the bases covered. So they will know, but everything else will operate the same. For agenda items, pretty much be the same. Is there anything, a new topic anybody would like added to our agenda for the next meeting?
So we don't need the 21-22 goals anymore, though, right?
Nope. Or now it would be 22-23.
Just change it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Good catch. I didn't. Okay. Beyond that, it's pretty much the same. Pretty routine. Okay. Anything else to add for the good of our order? Lots of good order. Cynthia, thank you for being here. I had not met you before.
Nice to be here. It's nice
to have you here. I kind of like that we have a different person here. CM jumps in wholehearted, and I'm sorry she wasn't feeling good, and that's why she's not here. But I think it's great that we have a different person to see what we're doing and to hear what we're doing. So nice to have you here. Thank you, everybody, for being here. We'll call this meeting to a close at 3:37 p.m. on June 27th, 2022. Thank you.